Welcome to Awakening Divine Wildness, hosted by inspirational speaker and best-selling author Mal Duane. Mal invites you to embrace your divine wildness with powerful conversations with visionary women. Listen in and learn how to move from pain and heartache to forgiveness and freedom so you can live the life you deserve.
Oh boy, are we going to have fun today. I met this goddess at the most fabulous retreat a few weeks ago, and I was just mesmerized as she did booty yoga and was anointing all of us. I mean, she's just a magical creature, and I'm so excited to have Vera Ventura on today, and we are going to talk about essential oils and how to give yourself a nice tune-up. Vera was born in Miami, Florida. And then she moved to New York when she was 14 to live with her sister. And while she was there, she was exposed to so much more than she could ever imagine. But she did learn a couple of things, that hard work and perseverance paid off. She then went off to Skidmore College and designed her own major, visual anthropology. And while in college, she traveled to London and then off to India, where she embraced the practice of yoga. After graduation, she moved to Boston and started her first company, Voracious Productions, and she produced and edited documentary films and films for weddings. And during this time, she had a profound spiritual experience, one that I personally identify with. She gave up anything that was mood-altering, including flour and sugar. We share recovery together, and that's a really special bond. She started practicing meditation daily, and then she decided she wanted to continue that education and went on to Harvard to get a master's in education technology, and where she continues to run her business. In 2012, she became a certified yoga teacher, mindfulness educator, and balanced her time between healing arts and maintaining her job in visual arts. She leads workshops, teaches yoga, and man, does she move. Besides being an expert in essential oils. Welcome, Vera, my sweet angel. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm just going to do a caveat to that awesome bio. So when I went to Harvard, I went with the intention of focusing on education technology. And I thought that was my route, you know, teaching kids about technology. And it's really important in the public school system at that time, because it was so, in a way, new to have all these tools. But then while I was there, I thought it was way more interesting to study the effects of technology on brain development. And also, that's what led me to the whole mindfulness in schools and healthy behaviors around media in educational settings, which then led me to follow the path that I'm on now, because I felt like that was really missing in school environments, was the focus on the actual education around how to help healthy behavior around social media and just media in general. So I did a lot of, deconstruction of media instead of producing. I wanted to focus on that.
That's wonderful, because kids today are consumed with electronic devices, either games, social media, or beating the crap out of one another with texting and messaging. Yeah. So it's so needed to educate them on the responsibilities of what they put out there and also what they're taking in.
Yeah, it's an unexplored territory. You know, a lot of teachers do not have training in how to deal with that, you know, dichotomy that it's so wonderful to use in the classroom. And there's so many tools for educational purposes. But when the student leaves the classroom, it's like, what's going on? You know, how many hours are they even getting at night because they're on their devices and they're not allowing their little brains to have a good night's sleep? So they come in tired and moody, and that affects their ability to comprehend. And you have more emotional outbursts in the classroom because of the lack of sleep and lack of proper food nutrients. So that just comes from the basic. And then, of course, just the interpersonal relationships of connecting with one another and being being able to talk to each other one-on-one without having a device. I think as adults, we struggle with that too. And what are we teaching our kids? And that's something as a mom, I'm constantly looking at with myself, you know, to have my phone, you know, ideally not around me when I'm with my kids and trying not to get distracted by it, but it is the ultimate dopamine producer. And every time you get a text, every time you read an email, every time you check out your phone, you're getting a little hit of dopamine that is creating an addiction. So unfortunately, this is the biggest addiction, but it's the least talked about.
Oh, I think we might have to go a little bit more into this, and we'll get to the oils, but I'm loving
that. That could be a whole nother.
Yeah. I'm loving this conversation because I think it starts with us. So let's go there. I mean, I am horrified when I walk through a market, even walking my dog down the street, all I see are women holding devices. Their kids are running around stores, grabbing things off of shelves, screaming, fighting. They're clueless. They're looking at their phones. I'm walking down the street with my dog, and all I see are people driving their cars like this. I am like afraid they're going to jump the curb and kill me.
Yeah.
It is awful how addicted we have become to our devices.
Yeah. And the ego, you know, the ego is so wrapped in that. And I know as someone who promotes herself a lot on social media, that it's all tied to ego and wanting to be seen. And it is extremely addictive, and we're trying to find our way with it. And it's painful. You know, a woman shared at my 12-step meeting last night that she had to take a hiatus for a little bit and go through her own digital detox. So that's becoming popular, that people are, like you would do a cleanse, you know, in my company, doTERRA, we do, you know, obviously promote total body cleanses. But there's the technological cleanse as well, which is, you know, not having your phone by you every second, and maybe, you know, having that sacred family time when you're with your family at a meal, to put your phone away, you know, just taking little steps, you know, little steps.
I even recognize this with some of my own friends. We're out to dinner and these women have their phones in their hands and they're going through messages and they're texting. And I'm sitting at a dinner table. I don't want to see that.
I know.
I find it offensive. I leave my phone in my bag. Unless I'm expecting something from a client and it's really important, I wear an Apple Watch so I can screen things. But I will not take that phone out at it when I'm having dinner with girlfriends.
Yeah.
I want to give them my full attention. And this is the problem with devices. We're multitasking. We're not present. We are
not. Well, it's rude. Mindful. It's rude, but it's become a socially acceptable. Like, I wouldn't go to dinner with you and just fart the whole time. So why would I take out my, you know, my device? But it's become socially acceptable that's okay. Yep. You know, completely checking out and separating yourself from the person that you're with is okay. But yet, you know, bodily sounds are not. So it's just what's culturally accepted and what's become the norm, really.
So let's talk about this. What can women do to start to break the addiction to the devices? Because if they're more present, then this reflects down to their children, who are also going to pick up on the fact that they don't need to have an iPad or be in front of a computer 24/7. So what do women do?
Well, I can just only share my experience how I balance it, which I think I'm pretty balanced. Although, you know, I find myself that when I'm not with my kids, I'm less balanced because it's like I'm a glutton. I'm like, no kids around me to judge or, you know, to make me feel like a bad parent. And I was just in LA and San Francisco for 4 days, and I was a lot more social media heavy, especially because I'm traveling. I was traveling, and that's really important for my business that people see that I'm traveling, I'm teaching, I'm sharing essential oils, I'm doing what I love, which is obviously how you attract your following and your network. But on a daily basis, and this is embedded in all recovery programs, is a focus on the spiritual element. And for me, having that quiet time, that half hour of quiet time in the morning meditation, the first thing I'm looking at is not my phone or not my messages, not my emails, not my Facebook messages. It's really getting close to that spirit, that higher power, and making that the foundation of your day. Because for me personally, when I do look at my phone or start looking at my messages, it causes a little bit of anxiety. Because number one, you have to, you're expected to respond. At least I do. I know a lot of people don't even respond anymore. And number two, that it opens up a whole nother floodgate of more expectations and things throughout my day that I have to do. So the checklist starts, right? Even before, you know. But the first thing I do is really connect with that higher power. I use essential oils to help me ground down in that connectedness. Mm-hmm. I eat a really healthy breakfast that does not involve any processed flour or sugar. I know a lot of people skip breakfast, which is, it is the most important meal of the day. I do avoid caffeine because it is a stimulant and a drug, and it takes you out of the moment of, you know, if you're really sincerely tired, maybe you need more sleep, you know. So there's certain practices that I have a foundation, and then throughout the day, you know, I can really reflect, okay, where is my higher power in becoming obsessed with a text or an Instagram post? Or, you know, if because I can get emotionally triggered by looking at other people's posts and feeling less than, and feeling like I'm not doing enough, mm-hmm. or being jealous. So if I'm not spiritually have a solid foundation, then that can really be a trigger.
Now, you mentioned an oil that you start the day with. Which one do you use to kind of get grounded and start your day?
Frankincense. Yeah, mm-hmm. Frankincense. So this is the king of oils. It was the oil, it's been used for over 6,000 years. Jesus received frankincense from the three kings. It was frankincense, myrrh, and gold, because at the time, frankincense and myrrh were more valuable than gold for wound healing, for religious ceremonies. Frankincense is also wonderful for skin, fine lines and wrinkles. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, Mal, you look amazing. You know, I'm turning 40 this year. I have not had to do anything to my skin, like besides oils. I haven't done any work or anything. Not to say I won't ever. Hey, you know, it's an option. But
I love frankincense. Yeah. I love it. I have it in I have my roller in my car, but I have a blend that I use here that I put on every morning. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So frankincense is grounding. It's also amazing for skin repair, for sunspots, for connecting with your higher power. And if you put it on your crown chakra and your third eye chakra. So this is just, it's a beautiful blend that I use daily. I use it actually in the morning and at night before I go to bed because it's part of my skincare regimen. I use an oil called obviously frankincense, and another oil called yarrow palm, which is another one that is amazing.
When you put the frankincense on, you put it directly on your skin. You don't have to dilute it.
So no, I do not put it directly on my skin. When I'm rubbing it on my face or my third eye center or my crown chakra, I'll make a roller bottle. Mm-hmm. So a roller bottle, and I'll show you what that looks like right here.
I have one right here. I bought a couple of, I mean, I have a bunch of doTERRA.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. That's a roller right there. You just mix it with fractionated coconut oil. Mm-hmm. You put about 20 to 30 drops and you're good to go. Now, if I also recommend, and this is only for doTERRA oils because they're certified pure therapeutic grade. They're the most trusted in the industry. There's 7 layers of testing and there's third party testing. That you can put a drop or two on your tongue for cellular regeneration. So your body, all cells, if your cells are healthy, you'll be healthy. It helps with, you know, abstaining from having diseases in the body, which is usually a malfunction of cells. So incredible for cellular repair.
Wow.
Just put a little bit on your tongue like that.
Ah.
That's it.
Fabulous. I mean, I am a newbie to the power of essential oils, and it started for me about 2 years ago when I had a cold and somebody said I needed breathe, and I got it and I diffused, and all of a sudden I was feeling better. And I was like, whoa. And that got me started on the path. So first thing in the morning, a little frankincense. I want women to embrace the use of oils so it becomes a practice for them to help them get grounded, to stay in the present. So what would you recommend as a second oil for the day? Or let's talk about the essential ones, the six that you kind of recommend that are the basic platform for survival.
Ah, I love it. I love it. Yeah. So the six that I recommend are part of the top 10 oils for family wellness that are just essential. And, you know, doTERRA already puts together little packages and kits that have the top 10, but I took out six of my favorite for the top 10. So number one, peppermint. When you wake up in the morning and you're feeling sluggish and you're trying to wean off of that caffeine, peppermint is your best friend. And you just put a little bit in your hands, you rub your hands together, inhale, you put a little bit into the diffuser, you can put a little bit on your tongue for digestion. It's incredible for headaches or, you know, stress reduction. To wake you up, right? Because it's all about energy. You know, this morning I had a business meeting at 7 a.m., right? You know, I traveled a lot this week, so I had a red eye on yesterday. I got in yesterday at 8:30 a.m. from a red eye. So yeah, I'm a little tired, right? So peppermint just wakes you right up. One drop of peppermint is the equivalent of 28 cups of peppermint tea, the therapeutic property. There are trillions and trillions of molecules because your cell, right? The outside of your cell is fat soluble. And essential oils can penetrate because they love fat. They go right into the cells and work with the body directly on a cellular level. You do not build up resistance when you work with essential oils. If you have pharmaceuticals, usually they're water soluble. Not all the time, but they're usually water soluble. So they actually repel the cell. They can't work directly with the cells internally, right? So that's the benefit of essential oils is, number one, there's no side effects. You build up immunity and it works directly with the cells.
Fabulous. So we've got peppermint to wake up. We've got frankincense for spiritual connection. What else have we got?
Great. Okay. So lemon in your water throughout the day for detoxification. You want that clear skin. You want that detoxification of the body from all the toxins in the environment, in your cleaning products. It's really to sort of shift the energy away from toxic load and start to clean out your body. So lemon is a great oil to start doing that. And just putting a drop or two in your water throughout the day. Fabulous. You also obviously want to drink a lot of water. It keeps your skin beautiful. It keeps you hydrated. It keeps you focused when you're, you know, drinking lots of water. So why not add a little bit of lemon oil to it?
Can I add one thing?
Yeah,
I love water. I don't drink any carbonated beverages.
Yeah.
I only drink water. Or I drink like a cold tea, a mix of tea or lemonade. And people say, you know, Mal, you look good for your age. I drink a lot of water.
A lot of water.
No alcohol. Yeah. So I'm very hydrated. It pays off.
It really does pay off. It really does pay off. So the lemon in the water, fabulous, super fabulous. And it's different than squeezing a lemon. Because when you squeeze the lemon, you get more of the acid of the lemon. And it's actually not good for your teeth. You also don't know exactly what pesticides are in that lemon. You don't know who actually touched that lemon before it arrived on your plate or in your drink. Sometimes they just put the lemon in your drink without you even knowing. You don't even know if it's organic or not. Right. Maybe like someone who had, you know, some sort, you know, just went to the bathroom, picked up the lemon and then put it back at the grocery store. So you just don't know. So the lemon in the doTERRA bottle is actually the rind of the lemon. It's the immune system of a plant. So it's actually a different property than squeezing a lemon. And remember, it's 7 layers of testing. You know, it's verified, you know, certified pure therapeutic grade oil. So it's absolutely pure. You can't get any more pure than that. Okay, next, speaking of like the immunity, it's also great for your immunity. And now onto the immunity, ultimate immunity. So for women, you know, when you start to feel really run down, because we juggle a lot, right? We have families, we have busy jobs, we have to usually, you know, fold the laundry and clean our house. And we're balancing also the emotional wellness of our extended network, of our friends. You know, women tend to be very social. So we are giving a lot to others. And so what happens is our immunity, our self-care can get depleted. And then we can feel really run down and almost resentful of everything that we're doing for others. So On Guard is an immunity booster. It helps boost your immunity. It's got a ton of clove. It's like eating a pound of blueberries, of course, organic blueberries, because those are part of the Dirty Dozen. So if you're not eating organic blueberries, you're getting a lot of the pesticides from the blueberries. So it's like eating a pound of organic blueberries, of that therapeutic property of decreasing inflammation, helping build your immunity. It's got what else? It's got the orange peel, the clove, the cinnamon bark, eucalyptus leaf. If you're feeling anything coming on in your throat, this is just a general like preventative. You know, preventative, so you don't get sick, so you don't get run down. And once again, I just put a little bit on my tongue. If you have little kids, you just make a roller bottle, as we talked about before, and just roll it on the backs of their necks, along their spine, and the bottoms of feet, because those are the three of the key areas to place essential oils for therapeutic benefit.
Fabulous. And next.
Okay, lavender.
Ah, I love lavender.
Who doesn't love lavender?
Yes.
Who doesn't love lavender? So when you're just trying to, you know, relax, calm down, lavender is an amazing oil. It's been used for, you know, once again, thousands of years. doTERRA sources their oils all around the world. They don't just have a greenhouse in someone's backyard in Utah, but they actually go to the source where the plants are most indigenous and most pure. So they source their lavender in Bulgaria and in France. And also, I didn't mention this before, but frankincense is sourced in Somalia. So they actually go to, it's not always the most, you know, it's hard environment. It's not easy to always source plants.
They go where the plants are.
Yeah, indigenous environments. And that's a testament to the company, because they not only work directly with the farmers, but they also, depending on the country that they're in, they source in 40 countries. So if there's a need, like in Haiti or in Africa, for a school or a hospital or for education around, you know, menstrual cycles, which is sometimes shunned upon in some of these cultures, women who bleed are seen as impure. And there's a lot of practices in a lot of cultures where women have to actually separate from the society if they're bleeding. You know, there's a lot of education around these things. And doTERRA really fosters that. It's making a global impact. So anyway, lavender is sourced in Bulgaria. They've helped with orphanages in Bulgaria, also in France. And lavender, you know, you would use it. You can use it in your diffuser. You can mix it with frankincense for calming. It's also really great for skin. I put it in my toner, and I just, you know, to take off the makeup, and then afterwards I put on the frankincense. You can make a mist for your room, you know, a room mist with some from lavender and some, you know, witch hazel.
Just even spritzing your pillow is wonderful.
Yes, spritzing your pillow. Even in the summer when it's hot, you can just spritz with some water and lavender. It's actually amazing for your skin and very refreshing. Yes. Also with a little peppermint is really nice, like a little spritzer, because peppermint, if you're going through hormone balance and if you're going through menopause, hot flashes, peppermint is really wonderful. And also clary sage is wonderful for balancing hormones. And this is also women who just during that time of the month where you're having terrible cramps and you're a bloated mess, lavender can help, as well as clary sage. And one of my favorite oil, which is the last one, for us women, you know, it happens. You get bloated, you get constipated, you have trouble with digestion. So lemon in your water will help with your digestion. Also Digest Zen, you know, you produce 90% of your serotonin in your gut. So if your gut is in good working order, your brain will be happier. That's just how it works. You'll just be happier. It's nature's gift to you. You don't have to get that happiness from a synthetic drug. Your body can produce it. You just have to bring your body back into alignment. So DigestZen helps with that because it's got the fennel, the caraway. It helps with digestion. I love having a drop of this on my tongue before I go to bed at night. You can also put it in your tea with some lemon oil.
So rub it on anywhere?
Yes, you can rub it in on your stomach, okay, right? On the bottoms of your feet if you don't necessarily like the taste. I like it. It's very fennel-y. Mm-hmm. So yeah, those are my top six that I
recommend. Oh, I love it. I love it. And you know what? All of this supports women in getting calm, getting focused, mm-hmm, taking care of themselves. I believe that when we have a great self-care practice, we really empower ourselves. And when we're empowered, we function better as parents, as mothers, as women in the workforce. It's all about having those pillars that support who we are, and self-care is one of the most important ones. And then having that spiritual practice, that mindfulness, taking care of the body with yoga the way you do. I mean, some of the things you do with your body in yoga, I would be instantly hospitalized for trying that. I'd probably break every bone. I mean, so that shows what kind of physical condition you are in by taking care of yourself. And it's so inspirational.
Oh, thanks.
That's I want other women to get on this bandwagon. It starts with us taking good care of us, so that we can take good care of other people. You have a fabulous free offer, something right that our audience can go and get. Tell them all about it and where they can get it.
Thanks, Mal. So at my website, www.voracioushealing.com. So it's V-E-R-A-C-I-O-U-S healing.com. Jump on. And it will say, hey, are you new? Would you like to, you know, get my newsletter? So just jump on, say, you know, who you are, and pop in your email, and then you'll have a free consultation with me to help you to find the best oils for your body. Also, a free ebook all about essential oils and how to use them. So that's my offer, and I would love to see some of you on my, you know, on my feed to connect with you and learn more about how I can help you. And that's the thing. It's a personal relationship. This is something you cannot get on Amazon regarding that personal relationship of someone to help you. This is going back to the source of people communication and contact. As we said before, you know, devices and media are separating us from each other in some ways, obviously connecting us too, but there's nothing better than someone on the other line listening to your needs and addressing them and saying, okay, this is what I recommend. And, you know, what I do is a whole body approach. It's not just saying one oil is going to cure everything. It's saying, okay, let's look at your day. What do you, you know, how is your, you know, your routine? You know, what are you eating? What are you putting in your body? It's a whole body approach.
Well, I'm all about connection. And when I saw you working a room of women and anointing us and helping us all get in touch with the deeper part of ourselves, I said, I've got to have this lady on. Magical. And I bless you for coming on today, girl. You are fun. You are.
Thank you. This was great. Thank you. Thanks for having me. I'm so grateful to be on and to be in your presence. So thank you so much.
Thanks, lady.
Thanks for listening to Awakening Divine Wildness. Be sure to visit brokenopen-book.com to get a copy of Mal's new best-selling book, Broken Open, Embracing Heartbreak and Betrayal as Gateways to Unconditional Love. And for a limited time, you can get over 40 transformational gifts from Mal's launch partners. Claim all of this goodness at brokenopen-book.com.